Talking here with head coach Dan Martin of the Mercer boys. They've gotten a pretty good stretch here after falling to Green City 6 nights ago, 68-32. A lot of folks have gone to Green City and fallen this year. Grundy could talk about that. We have Coach Ty Stillwell. His team is 5-2. They've lost a couple of times to Green City. But coming out of Green City the last two nights, Coach, Thursday night at Milan, Friday against Tri-County, do you feel like, is that Milan game, I call it at the end of the broadcast on Thursday, maybe the biggest win that they've had as you've been head coach. Did you kind of feel the same way, that was kind of a, you know, one of those wins that really gets the boys going in the direction you want them to go?
Yeah, that game was a complete, in my opinion, a momentum changer for us. Milan's a good physical team, you know, quick, super athletic and you know, at their place, and a team we've never played. So it makes a difference going in there. The one thing I told the boys whenever we was in the locker room, you know, because the scouting report I got on them was pretty very accurate. We were definitely not going to go into that game as the favorite, by no means. No reason we should have. I felt we had a legitimate shot. If we could have played our game, we finally had everybody back from injuries. Tyler was finally cleared to play that night, so I left it up to him. He took the role that he wanted to be on the court. So anytime your leader wants to be on the court rather than feels like he has to be on the court, that makes a big difference as well. And I just felt the game really stayed remotely in our favor, which was surprising to me start to finish. I wasn't sure how we were going to start, but I told them in the locker room that, you know, if anybody thinks I ever walk into a game thinking that we don't have a legitimate shot to win, then I'm not doing my job. And so I gave them the, you know, kind of the strategy that I wanted us to do. I thought we did a really good job with that. That Niasi or whatever is a really good player. So I just feel like we did a good job. But our scoring was more balanced, and a healthy Tyler sure makes a big difference on how the rest of our game flows.
I remember a lot of the kids from calling the game that were on the team the last 2 years when the team was kind of rebuilding around Tyler a little bit. I don't remember Brendan Wolf as well, and boy, he had good numbers Friday, but he was really good Thursday against Milan.
Yeah, Brendan's the kind of player that, you know, when you say you don't really remember Brendan from the years past, he's never really been a factor for a lot of those games that we've played, and this year he's just grown up a lot, and he's just become a player we have to have on the court all the time. And he showed that night. He plays big. He has some of the hardest tasks. You know, he had to guard the Miller kid from Hamilton, and he has some of the hardest tasks any of these players can ask for. So to go in consistently and get, you know, 20 points and 14 rebounds, or 18 points and 12 rebounds, or something like that, it's not, you know, to him, he feels like he can always do more. But I sometimes have to remind him that the things he does without the ball are, you know, pretty important as well. So having him on the court takes a lot of that pressure off Tyler that we had always had in the past, you know, put on him.
Green City, just as I kind of mentioned in the open, Coach, and I mentioned Coach Stillwell, anything folks in this area know that Grundy generally beats everybody in the schedule with the exception of Green City. They just can't figure out Green City, and I'm sure you have some sympathy for that, because you had to play Green City on Tuesday. They're really hard to beat, especially on their floor.
Yeah, they're just, I think the reason they're, for one, you go into that game and you're not where you need to be mentally, just because you know how they're going to play. They do everything they can to speed you up, frustrate you. They're defensively sound. They're super athletic. They're well coached at their place, and historically they've kicked everyone's butt so much that everyone goes into that game going, "Oh crap, we're going to have to play Green City tonight." We obviously weren't healthy. We got less healthy as that game went on as well, because we had Tyler out, and then Brendan rolls his ankle and goes out. Kobe rolled his ankle halfway through the game, and things like that definitely are a momentum changer. That's not an excuse. That's a phenomenal team. I felt like we might have played them a little better fully staffed, but going in their place and beating them is just that's a challenge for anyone.
I was impressed with Tyler on Thursday at Milan. Has he had better scoring games? Yeah, but, you know, coming off of injury, and when you had to get to the free throw line and make free throws in the fourth quarter, you got the ball to Tyler and he knocked him down in a hostile environment. That's not easy to do when you're trying to battle your way back from injury.
Oh, definitely. And like you said, Tyler's the kind of kid that we used to have to rely on 100% to do all of our scoring. You know, that's a lot of pressure for any kid. It don't matter if they're 18, 15, it doesn't matter. When they feel like they have to be relied on for 100% of the offensive output, that's a lot. So for him to come off of an injury, and you know, he even told me in just general conversation how much more fun it is when, you know, you have other guys to rely on. So though he didn't have his best scoring output, I felt the Milan game was his breakout game, that he played probably his best game, because if you just knew, you know, the conversations he had in the locker room with the guys, he just truly come out and showed a true leadership role finally that we've been looking for forever, and the guys responded well to it. If you notice, we had you know, five or six of our guys scored. Some of them, you know, Toby had 9, could have had 10 with a made free throw. Tyler shot well down the stretch. I think that removal of pressure makes a big difference on him.
Yeah, getting back to the 500 mark with that victory over Tri-County. So I went and looked at a map on Friday, Coach, just to figure out where Mormon Trail was, and it looked like the elementary school was in Humiston and the high school's in Garden Grove. Are you going to the high school on Tuesday or tonight?
It's actually the high school is in Humiston and the elementary's in Garden Grove.
Gotcha.
They just built a brand-new gym. This is the first year they've played in it, so I don't really know a lot about their gym, but we're going to play our JV game at 6 o'clock there, and then we play the varsity after the girls' game. They are a good ball team, and they're notoriously good. They are athletic. They're great shooters. I mean, they got kids right now, however many games in, shooting 100% from the free throw line still. Kids averaging six steals a game. They apply a lot of pressure, you know, things that we've been working on and hopefully can get through, because our MO is no secret, is we make the game as boring as we possibly can to where we don't let it get out of hand in transition, because it's just not our style. So that's our goal again going in tonight, is just to get the ball across half court and then just get into a half court set and bore them to death.
Yeah, I was looking at the schedule. There's so many Tuesday games. I said, the 11th, that is tonight. So head up to Humiston tonight if you are Mercer's faithful, and short little trip up Highway 65. It'll be Mercer and Mormon Trail. Next Monday is going to be Linn County on the road. Next Tuesday, the 19th, Mercer boys play at Holiday Hoops, North Central Missouri College against Southwest Livingston at 5 p.m. Coach, appreciate the time as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks a bunch, Tom.